You know, man, I just can't be in a car with no square, man. With no square bra, man, because, see, I'm used to certain shit, man. Bitch ain't going to be in a car with me, man. You know, at a red light, you know, looking at the next nigga, you know, and you know, pulling up with the sounds bumping and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm the type of nigga tell a bitch, get out and go get in the car with him. 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 Car with him.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's Ezo Grigio. What's up, fam?
What's good?
We just came off an incredible interview. We enjoyed that Bobby Simmons joint. Shout out to Bobby.
So will they.
Yeah, Bobby Simmons of Stetsasonic really doing the damn thing. So anyway, I'm going to get right in, yo. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is SoundCloud Switch Up. Basically, the copy said, we saw the implications when DJ mixes on SoundCloud are getting yanked because they have copyrighted songs in them. So let's say you a DJ, right? You're doing your thing. You throw a Stevie Wonder joint in there, and then you want to throw a Jay-Z joint in there. They're snatching it down.
You ain't got permission, nigga.
No, sir. And on top of that, SoundCloud is getting a new program together just like their competitors, just like Tidal, just like Apple Music, Spotify. The whole, you first will start you out with a small hit of crack for free.
Try before you buy.
Yeah, try before you buy. But then the next time you see me, you got paid to smoke.
Oh, the revolution is happening right now.
So, right, yeah, it seems like they're Apple, and I know the gangsters out Cupertino who are behind this are now starting to get all the services. There's a lot of services out there that you can, you know, listen to and dip in. But now all the services are now getting homogenized. You know, let them try the drugs free at first. But the next time you want to smoke, nigga, I want in.
Oh, the Cupertino gangsters.
If there's an MP3 played on the internet, I want in.
So anyway, and then let's say you want to think you're going to smoke for free. You're really not going to smoke for free because in the middle of somebody's nice mixtape, you're going to have McDonald's drops, you know, commercials. Yeah, exactly. You know, in the middle of a nice mix, you know. So, Kurt G, help me out here. Yo, SoundCloud, who started out, you know, the DJ's friend, get on here. You pay, was already paying them a fee for just coming in. You want to make a 2-minute record or you want to put a 4-hour extravaganza. SoundCloud, your man.
It's just like I said earlier, the gangsters told them niggas get down or lay down. That's all, period. That's what it is. And them niggas is like, we want to stay in this game, we want to stay relevant, so we got to get down with what everybody else is doing.
Damn,
we don't have a choice.
So SoundCloud's laying down.
The only choice we got is to get the fuck out the game.
So SoundCloud is laying down or they got down?
They got down.
Oh, jeez. Damn. That's what's up, indeed.
You know, it reminds me of my RIAA days. That's what it does to me. It reminds me of those promo onlys and those other, those CDs. Remember CDs when CD plants, you or I could just put together a compilation CD and then send it off to some plant and get 1,000 copies and sell them?
Yes.
And your boy who's talking right here, me, yeah, I can remember going down to Burlington, North Carolina, sitting in some CD factory sifting through CDs. So I guess they have software to be able to do that now on these sites, but it just reminds me of the history repeating itself and the industry trying to catch up.
Wow, this is very interesting. Actually, Swervin used to tell a very good story of popping some youngster who had his own couple of CD racks and shit, and he was in there snitching on niggas.
Yep, ratting. Like, if I'm going down, DJ Benny Bones is going down, and everybody else.
That's the part of the game I just can't fuck with. I can't fuck with that part of the game. Nigga, you get busted. You got busted. You fucked up. You got caught. Do your motherfucking time.
That is so
on everybody?
Right.
That sounds good until them years start adding up or them fines start adding up.
Nigga, just going to have to take that to the head.
Yo, but you know what?
You fucked up and got caught.
Right. It's part of the game. Because that just reminds me and Kurt G, you know, we was into that cyber locker game pretty heavy. cats getting popped and it's snitching on cats and shit.
Hell yeah, baby.
And so let me ask y'all something then, because y'all is right now sitting on a fucking big ass fence like two big ass crows. So you can snitch on people in the hood, but don't snitch on music shit. Is that what you're saying?
I ain't say snitch on nobody in the hood, B.
Nah,
But I'm just saying, no, because we be talking about how grandma talk about Day-Day ain't done nothing wrong, knowing Day-Day done fucked up. We supposed to tell on Day-Day, right?
Oh, I'm not saying none of that, B. I'm not saying none of that, B.
I think what G's saying is that, okay, if you, let's say I'm out there doing dirt, okay?
I'm doing dirt. I'm a drug dealer, right, nigga, and I get caught selling drugs. What the fuck I'm snitching on the next drug dealer for? Now, if my grandma living next to a nigga that just killed somebody and I saw him, yeah, that nigga killed him. But if I'm a killer myself, why am I snitching on a nigga? I got caught killing somebody. I'm like, oh, yo, but that nigga down the block, he killed more people than I did.
I'm just checking, because if I got a CD plant and I'm burning some Barry Manilows legitimately, and DJ Benny Jones come in, I'm not trying to lose that Barry Manilow business, B.
I'm
not snitching on you down the block.
I'm not snitching on niggas if I'm doing dirt. I'm not snitching on niggas that's doing dirt.
So Kurt G talk about a personal, you know.
I'm just talking about personal. I'm talking about a dirty nigga.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? If you're a dirty nigga, you know you're not clean.
Damn well that they was not legit. They know damn well. I know. I was there.
That's what's up. So SoundCloud, lay down. So,
the next one in line.
Indeed. Next up, going to Hip Hop Digest, Drake, Aubrey Graham. You know I'm not going to call him what I want to call him.
Don't do it.
Northerner.
Right. You know what I mean? Aubrey Graham and Pharrell Williams. Doing about face, bro, really wasn't even close. Apple, the Cupertino gangsters came in and said, we're going to get a whole situation with Drake and Pharrell Williams. Actually, the copy says that Jimmy Iovine, Kurt G's boy, the devil,
yes,
is the one who actually courted Drake away from the corporate rapper in his tidal group. The Apple spokesman did confirm that the $19 million Aubrey was supposed to get is not true. And Apple doesn't pay exuberant rates to artists like that. So basically, a person commented, they said, so basically Apple took Tidal's business plan, made it better, and then threw Tidal under the bus. And
sounds
actually,
right.
I'm kind of looking at this whole Cupertino thing, and I'm like, damn, they really are biting hoes, steez and shit. And niggas left and right is saying, I don't know if I'm fucking with Tidal.
Yeah, because Apple has the money to make everything look sweet on their side.
So, I mean.
And they had the fan base already in
place. Right, locked in.
Locked in, because niggas believe in Apple like niggas believe in God.
And they will throw YouTube on your phone.
Pay fucking $1,000 for a fucking phone like it ain't shit.
That's true. Right. You ain't lying. God damn. So that's what's up. I'm an Android nigga now. So anyway, fuck it.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, nigga, fuck Apple, yo. Them Damn. Prices.
Oh, the gangsters is coming for you, B.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if they want to advertise, I'll take their money and shit. But you know,
I was wondering why your shit was green and not gray.
I ain't an Apple nigga. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'll take their money and shit, but I ain't got to live with them.
Word.
So, no doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Tom Hanks' son, Chet Hayes, white boy, feels strongly that he should be able to say the word nigga.
I was wondering if you were going to touch on that.
And going in heavily, saying, this is Chet Hayes, and I quote, I don't accept society getting to decide what anybody can say. There's something called free speech. Now, I understand the older generation who grew up under the Jim Crow era might have strong feelings against this, and that's understandable. But what I'm saying is 215, and I'm going to say nigga on spec.
Nigga, 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 what the hell are you doing?
The first,
run, Forrest, run.
So, and then so somebody said everybody want to be a nigga until it's time to be a nigga.
Yep.
Of course.
Yep.
I found that to be very interesting. Everybody want to be a nigga until it's time to be a nigga. So
everybody.
So your boy Chet, he's saying, you know what? I'm white and I'm saying it on spec. He got his boy backing him up and shit, some unnamed Negro and shit, but he's backing him up. Well, yeah, we call each other nigga all day.
That's because he's Tom Hanks' son, B.
I get it. I'm telling you, son, I can't say this strongly enough. I believe the King Killer plan should be put into effect. I think if you got a problem with this, just a slur for slur, and we can all be niggas. Every last one of us can be niggas.
Well, everybody's a nigga for me.
But
everybody is.
For me, I call everybody a nigga, so I guess I'm the one that don't have a problem with what,
me too.
What Young Chet is saying.
Well, no, but what I'm saying
is... He can say nigga all day if he wants to.
But again, I believe the King Killer plan is more effective in sharing the wealth. You know what I'm saying? Because if I'm a call, you know, my man up the street, what's up? That's my boy, that Punjabi nigga.
Oh,
he gonna have some damn right. That reaction.
And seeing where you're going with it. See, now where you're going with it, I understand that if Young Chet says nigga all day, but if you call him a cracker or you call him something out of his name and he gets upset, now. You say,
yo, are we scared to say kike or any of those other words? Are we scared?
No, I'm just saying. This is what I'm saying.
I'm just asking because we say nigga all the time.
Look, that's true. That's true. And there are other words that are explosive. And kike is a word that is very explosive.
Taco got erased because of that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, it's a word that's very explosive. Now, a lot of Jewish cats, our boy in Simpleton, Vermont, may differ. He may be like, well, I would not call y'all niggas, and then I would reciprocate. Oh, well, then I'm not going to use a slur against you. Then it's all good. But
okay.
If you insist on saying nigga and, you know, you German, I might have to pull one on top.
But what if they're calling themselves those words? Now, see, and using the word nigga.
Right. See, that's the thing I'm saying. Now, where the word you said kike comes in at is like, now, are Jewish people running around calling each other my kike? You know what I'm saying?
That's not the point.
We use the word as a term of endearment.
You know
not
what?
Like it's not like we don't use the word at all and then niggas is using it.
I think there's a white elephant in the room. And I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be honest with you. There's a white elephant in the room. Let's not act like society and societies don't have double standards.
Everybody
over
does.
All class, over all races, over all cultures. There's double standards left and right. To me, Tom Hanks' son is pissed because there seems to be an implied double standard of the word nigga.
There is.
So he's saying, nah, they not gonna hold me to a fucking double standard. I'm gonna exercise my rights and freedoms to be able to say nigga. And he can do that. But the white elephant in the room is that he is still a white man and he's still privileged in this society. And that's a hell of a double standard. Black folks ain't really got that many double standards. So,
well, there might be somebody else on that old school King Killer plan when he's walking off the stage.
That used to be. I'm not on that plan anymore.
But see, all he has to do is get in his car and just put on pretty much any rap song. He's going to just say nigga as much as he wants.
Yeah, but Igri is saying that the trouble's going to come in when somebody's under the old law, you know, and want to crack his jaw coming off the stage just because, you know. And I can think of a few cats who will do that, but I digress. So, you know, next time I'm going
to hit. Good luck to him with that.
Yeah, no doubt. And this is the one, and I'm going right into the next topic because this is a guy who cracked his jaw. Game charged with a felony for threatening an off-duty cop. Back in March, the Los Angeles-based entertainer, The Game, was involved in a fight with an off-duty police officer during a basketball game. The cop claimed Game threatened to kill him. Game denied threatening the police officer and then turned around and said, the cop said, I'm going to shoot you. The LAPD is investigating. I know Game is the type of nigga that'll crack Young Chet's jaw, but I digress. He's now charged with a felony for threatening an off-duty cop.
I can't even see that sticking.
Off-duty cop in uniform or not?
No.
So what the hell does that mean?
Off-duty at some basketball game, and they got into a fight. You know, look, let's be trill. You know how this went down. He was probably off-duty. They got into a fight. He got dusted.
Now I'm a cop.
You know how that goes.
He's reaching for his backup.
Right. And now games all jammed up.
Not on this one.
So, well, we hope not. Well, I mean,
it could happen.
It could. It definitely could.
Well, anything could happen, but looking at the surface, nah.
Nah, because he was off duty, not in uniform, and the altercation happened. You're just a regular citizen out here now.
Right.
Nah.
Well, no, actually, yeah, right. you're not.
A cop, right. When you're off duty.
I'm talking about the game. To game, he was a regular citizen.
Until he got his ass whipped
and said he was a cop. And,
right, exactly. See, that's
why I didn't know you
happened.
Was a cop before I whipped your ass.
So, we, shout out to game, yo. You got to be careful with that, yo. He too rich to be dealing with that shit anyway. I don't understand.
Yeah,
any guy felonies under his belt, I think.
Oh, really? Ooh, that's ugly.
So you don't want to be that third strike on your ass.
Jail time, my nigga. Indeed. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is your boy Richard Ross doing it. Had a concert in South Africa where over 100,000 fans were in attendance.
Wow.
So I watched the 8-minute clip of your boy riding through Durban, South Africa, I believe the town was, but I'm not sure. Man, nigga, they was out that motherfucker like he was the president.
They thought he was Ali down there?
Nigga, Ross was out there getting mobbed.
Wow.
Then showed up at the arena, 100,000. No matter what we may think of Ross stateside, right now Ross is saying, fuck all that. A lot of guap to be made. South Africa. I mean, he was doing it. I hate to be the one to defend Ross. But I've heard too many cats, even my era, say Ross picks the best music.
He does pick the beats. I'll give him that.
Okay. Yeah, maybe you might not want to hear who. Maybach music every 5 minutes. I know it's a running commercial. I get it. But damn, Ross picks the best beats of his generation. I mean, period.
Of his group, of his peers.
Of his peers. Ricky Ricardo was a little bit older.
Because he picked better music than Kev Brown and them.
Oh, no, no, no. Okay, all right. His so peers. I'd say his well-paid peers.
Right, okay.
Right. Okay, I digress.
We got to be clear.
Yes, certainly. I appreciate that, my brother. So, I mean, I'm just giving the information as it stands out there, yo. You know what I mean? People are saying that the Maybach Music brand stateside is waning. It's getting a little lean. You know, overseas, yo. I don't know, B. What can I say about that?
He's making some bread over there. He's popular. I'll give him that.
No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is this comes from Robbie Edelson over at Uncut. I was shocked. See, me, E-Color, Miss Houston Socialite, DJ Q, we got this cover art thing going now. It's fun as hell. Shout out to DJ Q, because that motherfucker got some joints.
Oh, respect to DJ Q?
Yo, shout out.
Giving respect to the competition?
Well, nigga, not only am I giving respect, I fuck around and yield to the young nigga, because he is doing it.
Trying to be modest there, sir. You must have some serious.
I'm sitting here looking at a library with a lot of fucking records.
Being modest
in here,
right
my
now.
Nigga.
So anyway,
a lot of fucking records. We're surrounded by records.
But anyway, so Robbie goes on to say that rap fans, including us old heads, have selective memories, and it's because there's an album that he feels though never ever got the 25-year celebration that some other albums got. Obviously, he talks about how Nas, Illmatic got a documentary and got everybody's writing, how wonderful it is, could be the greatest hip-hop album ever made. And he's not arguing that point. But he's saying that there were other people who didn't get anniversaries. First person he names is Beatnuts. Now, we did the Beatnuts on this show.
Yes, we did.
I said that. So, Robbie, that's not us.
Right.
I believe that Diamond D, Stunts, Blunts, and Hip Hop was mentioned on this show.
Yes.
We do it.
Okay. OC's Word Life.
Yep.
On this show.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if we did that in an anniversary standard, but those are always hovering on this show anyway. But what he's talking about is that, and let me get the correct.
He's talking about all the dick ride blogs.
Right, right. Basically, what he's talking about is all the dick ride blogs. And what he's talking about is your boy E. Color sent the pic of X-Clan's Black Watch Movement.
Yes, sir.
The first LP. What was the name of that LP and shit?
To the here. East Blackwards?
Yes, to the East Blackwards.
Yes, sir.
He said that basically goes on to tell the story about the Black Watch Movement, which was formed in August of 1989 because of the Yusef Hawkins murder. There, shortly after that, X-Clan came out, and it's been 25 years since that album dropped, and nobody, just a milestone pass with just barely a whimper. Let me tell you something, man. If you want to put a hands put of a young boy, you would do well to hand them that X-Clan album and say, just listen to it.
Now, ain't nothing like YouTube.
They may not like it. I get it. I know they may not like it. It's not sonically what they're gonna get into. You say, oh, I'm listening to a lot of Kendrick Lamar, nigga. He on that Pro Black. Let's listen to Brother Jay. You know, mm-hmm. Let's listen to Sugar Shaft. Let's listen to the whole X-Clan movement. I mean, that shit was ridiculous. I got to be honest with you. I remember I was in the Bahamas with Wifey when that shit dropped. Came back through the airport, and literally that shit was getting sold at the airport, my nigga.
Damn.
On some bootleg table down in Miami.
Wow.
It was nuts.
Well, you know, they had a lot of knockoffs of X-Clan, too, like the Poison Posse or Poison Clan from down in Miami. Remember that?
I don't think the Poison Clan was biting X-Clan.
I mean, the name.
Music.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Poison Clan, yeah.
I have a 12-inch that they made that was off that Black Empowerment. Maybe I have to pull that out, but I have that. Boy. So just saying, they had a lot of knockoffs, too.
But in any case,
the Poison Clan was off that booty.
I tell you what,
music.
That's true.
Yeah,
straight
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
Right. That money, hoe. Stop yelling.
I was just saying. But anyway, Robbie goes on to say that rap fans are just real fickle. How could you forget about X-Clan? And let me tell you something, man. Brother Jay is just highly, highly underrated.
Yep.
Highly underrated. Always forgotten. I mean, I can't believe it's been 25 years since that album dropped. But
it's crazy.
That's a good album, though.
Yeah. Well, when we were doing this picture thing, and I was going through my stack, I was like, "Damn!" I the same thing hit me. I was like, "Damn, I ain't played this in a minute." So I pulled that out, snapped that picture.
No doubt. So yeah. So when you snapped that picture, I was like, "Damn, this nigga must be reading my mind," because you know, bam. Now
well, we're in the same peer group, B. You know.
Yeah, that's real. That's real. That's what's up. Indeed. So, last but not least on the Hip Hop Digest is the good old fashioned count. In the amount.
Oh, snap.
Yes, sir. Count the Amount is brung to you by Fat Trail featuring Fetty Wap. I'm watching Fetty Wap. Right. I'm watching Young Fetty. Young Fetty's getting a lot of motherfucking run. Young Fetty, I don't know if Future got anything to worry about. I don't know if any of these other male hook singers is worrying, but Fetty Wap getting a lot of run out there. I'm watching them. But in any case, so, we got Fat Trail featuring Fetty Wap, and the name of the record is called I Need You. And so, it's
Uncle
basically,
Sam?
I Need You.
Uncle Sam?
No, not Uncle,
Uncle
Sam.
Uncle Sam says, I want you, right?
Yeah, I think Sam is, I want you.
I'm just fucking.
I want your money.
It's something like that.
I already got your money.
So, anyway, the record starts out, and this is a different Count the Amount. I'm just going to give you a sort of scenic tour of the record. You got two hooks from Fetty Wap, which we won't go into, and two verses from Fat Trail. Fat Trail starts out at the first verse, you'll find me trapping out the travel lodge. So first of all, that's one drug charge. He's saying he's trapping out of the travel lodge. I don't know if it's the one off 202 out in PG County across the street from PG Hospital, I'm assuming. I don't know.
Yeah, out the travel lodge.
Yeah, out the travel lodge.
Just telling the feds where to come find it.
Right, mm-hmm. Exactly. The second line is, can't fuck with them niggas because they got on camouflage. Okay, so I'm assuming the kids who was already trapping out at the travel lodge is pissed because Fat Trail and his crew then came in there and took over the travel lodge. And now they got the team up on the hill waiting to get this nigga.
Must be over there on the side of the road by the metro, by the hospital there.
Maybe so. I'm just thinking about that. And then so he goes on to some other stuff. The next line on the county amount, as long as I got me a chopper forever sold. So there we go. Now he's got a gun. It's illegally modified, sawed off shotgun. You know, so we know he's carrying it. So that's a gun charge at least. The next line is, you supposed to be with me. He's talking to his girl. You seen me catch a case robbing old ladies. So now that's at least strong arm robbery because he's robbing old ladies.
But he already caught that case, so he can just talk about it now. He did his time for that.
Is that what that is?
Or he already caught the plea for it.
Okay, I'm just saying. I don't know. Then he talks about what he's doing with his girl. We won't get into that. Then we getting real high like skyscrapers. Now, to all the parents out there, maybe your young son or daughter wants to pick up Fat Trail's record. Well, he's a drug user. He's admitting it in his records.
It's legal in D.C.
Is it? I forgot about that.
Weed is, yep.
Yeah, that's true. He said, I'm trapping like I'm Darth Vader. So the federal authorities are at least saying, well, Darth Vader, he's the head nigga in charge, right?
Nah.
He's trapping like he's Darth Vader. I mean, I don't know what that means, what kind of charge you can get for that. I don't know, under RICO, maybe Kingpin. I don't know,
but Darth Vader was wanted throughout the galaxy, B.
And the next line, he says, I keep them product pushing like escalators. Again, that's got to be a federal charge. Mm. Yeah, he keeps the product moving like escalators. It means that he's moving a lot of product out of the tribal lodge.
All I know.
Your boy Fat Trout goes on to say that I make the rules like I'm a legislator. It's got to be another situation where he's just fucking just selling a lot of drugs. The second verse, we're not going to get into a lot of it. He's more about with his girl and what he's doing with his girl. But he does go on to say, and this is for you, Swervin.
I'm listening.
She says her ex-man never seen any paper. Now, that could be a problem. Your girl, your ex-girl is now dating a drug dealer, and she's saying, you haven't seen any paper. What do we say about that? We're just regular working stiffs, G.
Hey, I say move on then. If you want to get with a nigga with more paper, then move on. Just help me out, B. I got a hook for that. I got an intro now.
You got an intro?
I got an intro that talks about that right there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that same situation. And that's how I feel about it. If you want to get with that nigga over there making more money, move on.
Whoa.
Enjoy yourself.
And then so almost getting at the end of the cut, he says something about as soon as the bell drop, I'm a male thot. I'm at the strip club like a bellhop. Not that I know what the fuck that shit means. I'm like, wow. Damn, yo, you niggas is...
What strip club is he going to that got bellhops in?
Yo, I'm like, yo, you niggas is selling this shit. So,
I feel bad for you. You actually listen to that shit.
Yeah, I actually listened to it.
Yeah.
And I printed off the lyric sheet. That is Fat Trail feature Fetty Wap, I Need You on Hip Hop Digest Counting Amount.
I'm just glad I ain't down Benning Road no more.
Kurt G, you got your shit together.
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Kurt G, albums of the week.
All right. This week, we got Mocha Only, California Sessions, Volume 2. And we got King Shamps, All Hail the King. He sent us that link. He's a listener of the show.
Oh.
Appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you very much.
And Klaus Layer, Restless Adventures.
Oh, Klaus Layer?
Yes.
Oh, that's my... I'm great calling him a nigga.
I'll do it. That's my nigga.
Yeah, the Klaus Layer, that's my nigga.
Klaus Layer, Restless Adventures for the people like us is the instrumental joint.
Oh, that's my man, too. That's what's up. So that's what's good. Swervin, shout out to you.
What's
shout
up?
Out to DJ Q and Miss Houston Social Life. Yo, anybody else, yo, get in on this record game, yo. Show us what's good.
No doubt. Yeah, Tyrell,
come in he said he's going to get multi-million selling joints.
Yeah.
Because everybody has that.
Nah, yeah, you don't have to put Michael Jackson joints up. But all that being said, so who said who's getting in?
Tyrell.
Oh, okay. Well, then get in, son.
Yes, indeed.
All right. So, Kirgy's got this bucket.
I'm shaking the bucket because we got to get a listener in.
All right. I'm going to pick one. Okay, here we go. Survey says AD8 at Blog God.
AD8 at Blog God.
Whoa. I might have to find that. I don't know where the hell you got that name from.
If they still listening to the show, I guess they'll hit you. If not, we'll be picking a new name next week.
That's what's good.
There it is.
All right, that's what's good. That's what's all. We'll see you next week. You know how we do.
Peace.
One.
I ain't even trying to speak some shit. I'm on the grind, on the beat, trying to freak some shit. Make your grandma get down and nearly break her hip. You can take it like however, but you'll never be this. Free to dismiss what you don't wanna get with excessive bliss. And I can better know you wanna get next to this. Precious, you ain't even on my precious list. Ain't the type to put my whole shit in nobody's hands. You're funny man, I wanna really see where your money stands. Ideas and plans, fools and brands. Damn, even on my level, and my level is brands. What's up? Simple is a simple does, I'm complex the most, but I host the buzzes like bolts and whatnot. You got it with us, the NF, the effortless, miscellaneous fuzz. Rock the Mars Volta, I'm still stacking like fresh bread and cold cuts. My opus is coming, I hope this is running direct into your soul. Another year older, plus more to behold. Ain't it good to be gold? That's me, but the rap rung platinum the whole. All the details I'm bringing into the fold. August unveils how I'm stacking on the roll. Your front man is like, whoa! Yeah, you know, that's all I wanna say. Come on. Yeah, feel good.
Get your head about your ass, look at the world that you're living in. The focus on the sad and the sorrow that you simmer in. Devil working his ways, know the signs he has him again. His objective, to make the people in the clone specimens. Peep the physics, adopt the habits, hard to kick it. Cold turkey seems impossible. Pain up timid, can't think logical. Obsessed with fame and the gimmicks. Thinking thoroughly, decide, note the brain of a cynic. Why they mimic what they see in the box? It's all fantasy. Scare tactics got your grandparents acting panicky. Repetitive news, drill your head, kill your sanity. Tuck away your family, coming at you randomly. Peace is an oddity, and long gone is modesty. It's wall store robberies, or corner store robberies. And smartphones are truly dumbed down our whole society. Overnight laws controlling us, we're stung by the mockery.
I know how it feel to wake up, fucked up.
As the minutes go by, you about to get it, know why? I'm already in too deep.
If the people don't change, change the people around you.
You gotta remain focused, be careful, be careful. I'm already in too deep.
So what are the reasons for me to be wanting to reach you? Ain't got no bad intentions, I just believe that we're equal. That's why I'm treating people the way I wanna be treated. Love, we need it, gotta spread it, do you get it now?
life ain't easy, but come on, let's go through these tough times together. Sit and wait, but shit won't change if you hope that your life gets better. Catch me in the process, yeah, evolving like all things. Not knowing any limits, not even total exhaustion. Not gonna stop or quit, you can see me talk if you watch my lips. Keep doing what I'm doing until God brings the apocalypse. I feel possessed cause demons appear when I'm sleeping, dreaming every night. But I guess everything will be alright. I'ma keep on believing as long as I'm breathing. Keep on pursuing my dreams, I'ma quit with talking about what I'm feeling. Everything I do is for a reason, so why would I set myself any goals if I wouldn't want to achieve them?
I know how it feel to wake up, fucked up.
As the minutes go by, you about to get it, know why? I'm already in too deep.
If the people don't change, change the people around you.
You gotta remain focused, be careful, be careful.
I'm already in too deep.
A-Z-Z-A-N. Once again, Devon Records. Give it to you niggas raw, you feel me? No other kind of way, check it. Word, check it. My rhymes are mechanical, same. Through the underground, put the clip in the Glock and fire 6 rounds throughout the town. My name's known by the population for supplying the fiends with rap rights for free basing. Drug circulation amongst crime squads and cartels. I raise hell and dodge jail cells and never fails on rooftops. I pick off cops with gunshots and dust stops. Cocaine cells on rabbi blocks, I pick locks. The cold messages in uniform, I bust glocks. Internally damage your uniforms, my rhyme skills are something drastically above the norm. Each word scars niggas, almost like a woman scorned. I'm never torn, but reckon since the day I was born. I never more, just bust the shit off and sojourn. Listen to learn, respect on these corners is hard to earn. Bodies burn on dark streets where niggas make a turn for the worse. Moving G-packs inside a hearse, lost packages in the process. Get reimbursed by the losers, by known pickers and choosers. Young drug dealers, fake mob dons and ruthless shooters, money looters. Make their name via armed robbery, cocking G's, distributing reefer without disease. Deep is deeds, deceiving the youngsters for whom they lead. Live and die by the hustler's greed. We give it to you niggas raw. We give it to you niggas raw. We give it to you motherfuckers raw. We give it to you niggas raw. We give it to you niggas raw. We give it to you niggas raw. We give it to you motherfuckers raw.
Shams Mac,
give it to you niggas raw.
Steadily writing in my book of murders, chapters of shell cases, characters you never heard of. Spectators look on with fear, petrified by another homicide. Bullets warm, niggas get lukewarm. It's time to ride the black. Buick is fully loaded, our killers inside creeping, waiting for a reason to leave blocks empty and no one breathing. Can't nothing stop us from eating. These shady figures play the back blocks and banging cops. Make the neighborhood the hot spot, turn to Bangkok. We stay strapped with blocks on yachts, cannons and grenades. Just in case you try to sink us like battleship. I'm the youngest in charge, run with a tight click. Got advance money and my youngest is copping bricks. Build a foundation, my real niggas is waiting for me to bring the real back. Strapped with two Macs in the all black Cadillac, I'm gunning for real Jack. I spit that Pearl Jam, cutting up grams to make grams. Taking penitentiary chances, questions on getting money, hustling is the answer. Moves be deliberate, fast trying to tap her numbers. A bunch of young gunners rocking Versace in the summer. Tumblr couldn't make a better image, live every day like it's Christmas. Holes and bags of money, all stars, y'all short scrimmage. Dead ball niggas never timid.
We give it to you niggas raw. We give it to you niggas raw. We give it to you motherfuckers raw. We give it to you niggas raw. We give it to you niggas raw. We give it to you niggas raw. We give it to you motherfuckers raw. We give it to you niggas raw.
When Sham spits raps, he becomes a lyrical valedictorian. Roar be the giant in the streets, and all of a sudden, I'm studied by historians. Trying to look through the crosshairs of years of words and thoughts that I've developed. Only real nigga in the generation lost, keep it with the G's. These fake niggas is a setup.
bullets will leave you wetter from your chest and your neck up. My legacy is sealed, so the vision reveals it. Oh, she's gotta step up. Fuck the screwed up face sessions. My gun leaves the impression from the western. Tough talk, leave bodies chalked after dark, leaving mother stressing. Feeling like the new Iron Man stalks. Niggas and sharks biting my style. My swagger brings sparks to the nightlife. The Cooper Park, I just give you a smile. Check my profile, wow. Dear raw niggas on the prowl. We give it to you niggas raw. We give it to you niggas raw. We give it to you motherfuckers raw. We give it to you niggas raw. We give it to you niggas raw. We give it to you niggas raw. We give it to you motherfuckers raw. We give it to you niggas raw.
I thought you knew that it was us and we coming like thunderstorms. You gon' need to get your burkas and Uggs to keep you warm. Niggas dropping the bomb, it's like we in the war, but we really just be going on tour. I thought you knew, I thought you knew, I thought you knew with my crew and how we do. I thought you knew, I thought you knew, I thought you knew with my crew and how we do.
Yeah. I'm like a point guard with a triple double and 10 rebounds. Yeah. Or that boxer that took a stumble in the first 3 rounds and I still won. Yeah. I'm a champion, cuz I win the game off that Hennessy and champagne buzz. What you thought it was? I'm Pele with the footplay. For the ladies, it's like foreplay. And when they come to game day, they say goal. Cause I score like a Mario Lemieux on some ice skates. Your face get hit with a book if you up in my space. We space the floor, we running the pick and roll. We on top of the pops, we picking a little soul. You can be mad or join in, I know I'm dope, so what your point being? You are so UTFO, you niggas fighting over Roxanne. And I can't do that, I'm a player black when it comes to playing this shit. I'ma win the game, ignore the fame, and keep stacking my chips. And I ain't got nothing against you suckers. I just wanna win the game and ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
I thought you knew that it was us and we coming like thunderstorms. You gon' need to get your burkas and Uggs to keep you warm. Niggas dropping the bomb, it's like we in the war, but we really just be going on tour. I thought you knew, I thought you knew, I thought you knew with my crew and how we do. I thought you knew, I thought you knew, I thought you knew of my crew and how we do.
Yeah, nigga, I thought I told you I'm beating them head and shoulders. If you wanna go against me, it's tricky like smoking boulders. Niggas, just ask your elders. Oops, I meant your elders. Yeah, I'm legendary. Niggas is playing Legend of Zelda. Where's the paraphernalia? You know I keep the trees blazing amongst the beautiful women. You got the cows grazing. And I ain't chasing that cattle like Farmer Ted. Fuck the drama, I be smoking Obama I got from Dread. Take it straight to the head, the whole enchilada. The chicky give me chocha, she's a whore, hey posada. And your answer's nada, she keep it all kosher. And I keep her on file, I got a number in a folder. Cause I'm turned up and you turned down. I'm sunshine with the vert down. You nighttime with the cops round. I'm high side when it goes down, yeah. And I ain't got nothing against you suckers. I just wanna win the game and ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
I thought you knew that it was us and we coming like thunderstorms. You gon' need to get your burkas and Uggs to keep you warm. Niggas dropping the bomb, it's like we in the war, but we really just be going on tour. I thought you knew, I thought you knew, I thought you knew with my crew and how we do. I thought you knew, I thought you knew, I thought you knew with my crew and how we do.
Hey yo, this track may or may not have a chorus.
Can you write one?
Nope.
Alright, present Nefarious.
My introduction is unnecessary. Rapper styles I bury, landslide flow. Chopping through your click like rhinos. I got these rappers running like drug dealers run from 5-0. You trying to get a record deal, work with the rock and live show.
The pasta, ache and banana on the plate, the dumpling. Cause that's the only thing I bite when I be grabbing the mic. So if I'm too licky licky and yummy yummy, it's not your style I want. It's some cocoa bread and patty.
I run 360 degrees around MCs to leave you dizzy. When I chill up in the club, females are wondering who is he. It's Quezro, dropping elbows like Randy Savage. Rappers couldn't manage, this I was at a disadvantage.
Hey yo, I'm broke as hell, and I tell it to your face. I ain't making no money, the opposite. to the Puffy and Mace. So while they drive their BMW, I ride my BMX. Cause Canadian artists always get cheap royalty checks.
Yo, we don't really need a chorus.
Cause chorus we don't need.
We don't really need a hook or a gimmick to come clean. What we need is a beat and mic to keep the crowd hype.
I swing the mic to the left,
I swing it back to the right.
The F, you just came from Jamaica and they calling you a freshie. Punch the hip-hop boy, them all tonight. Ask them if they wanna test me. I used to walk the street and nobody gave me a pound. Cause I used to shop at Bargain House before it closed down. Cause I never had the riches, so I used to stop at stitches. Had holes up in my clothes, so I couldn't get the bitches. And those were the days when my mom kept bitching. She said I kill more MCs than cockroach up in the kitchen.
Questros, the illest wordsmith. I never walked the street verseless. Boxer boy and I am I, tell him finesse this. You worthless, make your whole crew feel blue like Smurfit. These rappers make me laugh like clowns at circus. Wonder what's your purpose? Better sabotage your entourage. You tried espionage, so now I bid you bon voyage. No camouflage to save ya, see through your behavior. And all your lies were solidified, for real I blaze ya.
My style's like the immigration, fake Jamaican get reported. You whack it from CO, your ass will get deported. I make you fly Air Canada, you stupid amateur. Bite my beeping odds and even J-Rude the damage.
Oh no.
Like if my name was Red Rock, cause I'm them one, the lick of you flipping on track.
Heat up like pyro, leave you gasping for oxygen. Pick up my pen, shooting fireballs like Ryu and Ken. Why you trying to be my friend? Now what's your name and where you from? When will you start acting dumb? My frequency reaches the sun.
I hate phony MCs, rapping like they making cash. If they're making cash, why they take the bus? I gotta ask to see you at your Metro Pass and Nefarious Laugh. You pick kids up on the street to ask you for your autograph.
I pierce your body like an earlobe, do damage to the globe with poison venom. Walk the dark street with baggy denim. Got a crew there, you the center. Repel them like rape to roaches, round for roaches. Scream on your team like football coaches.
The blah, blah, blah.
And your collision, what you doing? If you keep this up, the whole Nefarious track will get ruined.
I must be having bad luck.
Maybe you need a four-leaf clover.
Nah, forget it, cause